when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
People who meet people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children and yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside, acting more like children than children. Lovers are very special people. They're the luckiest people in the world. With one person, one very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. With one person, a very special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people.
That's a very special person, isn't it? Just not quite the special person, people person, you thought you were going to hear at the top of the broadcast. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station. And we're coming to you again, emanating from my laundry room of my guest room, hopefully not much longer. But today we are going to spend our full 54 minutes on Funny Girl, a show we really haven't looked at, surprisingly, in over 9 years. We started with Nat King Cole, who released the first single of People not sung by Barbra Streisand. That was on Columbia. And that's just a nod to his centenary. And to the way we're going to look at Funny Girl today, it's obviously Barbra Streisand's vehicle, but we also need to doff our cap to Julie Stein, who wrote such an amazing score, a little overshadowed, I think, by the presence of Streisand and the fact the show really hasn't been revived. So we'll look at it from a lot of different perspectives today, kind of a troika between Streisand, Stein, and Fanny Bryce, where it all began. Fanny Bryce, this great Jewish comedian who struck it big in the Ziegfeld Follies in the 19-teens, became a big Broadway personality in the 1920s. She was one of the first people to score in stage, recordings, radio, and in movies, along with, I think, Al Jolson. And of course, her Rags to Riches bittersweet love story made for the center of this backstage musical, Funny Girl, in 1964. Well, let us go, if we were sitting in the Winter Garden and in December and 64 and the, I don't know who would have, Milton Rosenstock or someone picked up his baton in the orchestra pit, we would have heard one of the great overtures of all time. Gypsy, also by Stein, is considered to be one of the greatest. I think this might be even better, but why don't you decide? The overture to Funny Girl. Howie, what kind of evening of theatrical goodies will await you after that? My goodness. Fanny Brice, as I said earlier, was one of the great early stars in American entertainment. Let's go back to the original. This is a song she sang with her typical sort of self-effacing Jewish applied humor, and then we'll segue into the song that Julie Stein and Bob Merrill wrote for Barbara Streisand. Thank you.
Orpheus seeming. Oh boy, what I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When a one is coming, a one is hard. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. I'm baking a biscuit, he's wheeling through his skin. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. He's wiping the dishes and he's breaking the dishes. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I serve a plate of steaming hot milk. Taste it, but shock. Who the heck likes hot milk? Sprinkled meatloaf. To show that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful. And he faints right after breakfast for the one he loves.
Listen, I got 36 expressions, sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's 6 expressions more than all them Barrymores put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? It must be a plot, 'cause they're scared that I got such a gift. Well, I'm miffed, 'cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Wait, they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. Ooh, 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 ooh. They'll cheer each toot. Yay, she's terrific when I expose it. Now can't you see to look at me that I'm a natural Camille? As Camille I just feel I've so much to offer. Kid, I know I'd be divine because I'm a natural coffer. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent. Laugh! They'll bend in half. Did you ever hear the story about the traveling salesman? 1,000 jokes. Stick around for the jokes. 1,000 faces. I reiterate, when you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are they blind? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. Who is the pip with pizzazz? Who is all ginger and jazz? Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American beauty? I'm the greatest star. Try the sky, cause that'll be me. I can make them cry, I can make them sigh. Someday they'll clamor for my drama. Have you guessed yet who's the best yet? If ya ain't, I'll tell ya one more time. You've been to last time in all of the world so far. I'm the greatest, greatest star.
They capture Fanny Brice very well, don't they? Streisand became one of the greatest stars in Broadway history. It was a long and tortuous journey for her. Funny Girl had been bruited about in the early 60s. A Hollywood screenwriter named Isabel Lennart wrote a screenplay on Fanny Brice's life, and Fanny's son-in-law, Ray Stark, was a producer, and they went through everybody in the early 60s. Julie Stein was on board pretty quickly, but David Merrick came and went, Stephen Sondheim came and went, Jerome Robbins came and went and came, Bob Fosse, and eventually Garson Kanin. And the women they were looking for to play Fanny Brice was such a long list. It was originally going to be Mary Martin, and Sondheim thought, I don't think so. She doesn't have any Yiddishkeit to save her life. Briefly, Anne Bancroft, who couldn't and wouldn't sing it. And for one brief shining moment, Stephen Eady as Fanny and Nick Arnstein. And they decided to go for this odd singer that Stein had always loved singing in nightclubs in 1962. And the show took so long to develop by the time they signed Streisand in 63-64, she was already a major recording artist for Columbia. So beschert, as her people and my people would say. The score to Funny Girl has so many gems in it that it's almost impossible to capture them in 54 minutes. But here's a wonderful version from a strange album called Diana Ross and the Supremes Sing Funny Girl, which is exactly that. It was a Motown album attempting to get some Broadway cachet. And here is Diana Ross singing Cornet Man.
But I 10,000 people out there. Can you imagine? Chester. Thank you. But I would like to thank you, you lovely bunch of people. People who need people. Are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children, and yet letting our grown-up pride hide all the need inside. Children, lovers are very special people. In your soul says you were half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst. First be a person who needs people.
Well, that's the song you came for, isn't it? That was a 1967 recording, A Happening in Central Park. So you get to hear Streisand, who's now sung that song for 3.5 years, I guess, by now, over 1,000 performances, do it her very special way. Boy, is she great. Well, Funny Girl was so attached to Barbra Streisand that it's almost never been revived. Mimi Hines toured in it, Marilyn Michaels. Barbara Cook did it in Summerstock, for Pete's sake, in the 1960s. But here is a fairly recent British revival, London cast, and here is Sheridan Smith giving her best shot at Fanny Brice.
You are woman, I am man. You are smaller, so I can be taller than. You are softer to the touch. It's a feeling I like feeling very much. You are someone I've admired. Still, our friendship leaves something to be desired. Does it take more explanation than this? You are a woman, I am man, let's kiss.
Isn't this the height of nonchalance, furnishing a bed in restaurants? Well, a bit of dinner never hurt, but guess who is gonna be dessert? Do good girls do just what mama says when mama's not around? It's a feeling, oy vey, what a feeling.
Bit of pate?
I drink it all day. Should I do that? the things he'll tell me to in this pickle. What would Sadie do? In my soul, I feel an inner lack. Just suppose he wants his dinner back.
Does it take more explanation than this?
Just some dried out toast in a sliver. On the top, a little chopped liver. Become a sinner whilst waiting for a roast beef dinner. Well, most girls slip in ordinary ways. I got style, I do it borderlies. Well, at least he thinks I'm special. He ordered a la carte. It's a feeling. I like feeling very. I feel the feeling down to my toes. Now I feel that there's a fire here. Try that once, a little higher, dear. Oh, what a beast to ruin such a pearl. Would a convent take a Jewish girl?
Does it take more explanation than this?
Stop him now. Can he sue me?
You are a woman.
You are a man.
Let's.
Well, try as we might, we do hear the Streisand inflections in the back of anybody else, in the background of anyone else who attempts the role. It had a great Act One closer, Funny Girl. It's one of the first songs that Julie Stein and Bob Merrill ever wrote. Here is a very fun, what would I say, mini tab version narrated by Barbra Streisand for a concert about, I don't know, 8 years ago. It's a lot of fun, even it may not be the primo recording. It's certainly always enjoyable to hear her connect with her great character of Fanny Brice.
Going back to the younger Fanny, before she married Nicky. Boy, was she in love with him. But everybody told her, even her family, her friends, her girlfriends, you know, that he was undependable. He was a gambler. He was a womanizer.
Stop it!
Don't tell me. Don't tell me not to live. Just sit and cuddle. That's candy and the sun's a bowl of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spell, it's me, not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much my finger, I'll beat my drum. And if I found out your turn at bat, sir, at least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart's a drum. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. Mr. Onstein, I didn't fake it. Hat, sir, I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drumming. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on me.
And the curtain eternally comes down on Act One of Funny Girl. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. And we're looking at the Funny Girl score. We're eliminating all the kind of funny, goofy numbers for everybody else because I just want you to appreciate how titanic the score is by Julie Stein. And I want to doff my hat a little bit to Bob Merrill. This is the first real collaboration of Bob Merrill and Julie Stein. While they were gestating Funny Girl, in the middle of it, they did Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, a wonderful, wonderful score for television. And this number is one of the Fanny Bryce, you know, pastiche numbers. It's what she would have done in the Ziegfeld Follies, maybe written by Irving Berlin, who wrote for her. But I think Merrill does an excellent job of this take on an Irving Berlin Ziegfeld Follies number, featuring, of course, Barbra Streisand as Fanny Bryce.
Our boys went rat-tat-tat-tat, rat-tat-tat-tat, and shot the Kaiser where he sat-tat-tat-at. With every poppity-pop, some crowd took a drop. American boys are all such straight shooters. We'll take care of him, Mother, when he comes home from the war. We'll take care of him, Mother. We'll do everything that you would do, yeah, and more. Rat-tat-tat-tat, we'll give their backs a big pat. They deserve a future full of joys, cause they're a Yankee Doodle, Yankee Doodle, Yankee Doodle Doughboys. Company, order, arm, roll call.
I'm Private Jones from Arkansas.
I'm Private Smith from Kansas.
I'm Private Ryan from Maine.
I'm Private Burke from Wisconsin.
I'm Private O'Brien from Texas.
I'm Private Munch from Michigan.
I'm Private Schwartz von Rockaway. And I guess you heard reports that the Kaiser runs a block away when they tell him here comes Schwartz. Cause when I get mad, believe it, Jack, out from nowhere comes a maniac. I kick in the foot, I shot in the pants, I wouldn't give a second chance. Schwartz von Rockaway.
Private Schwartz, Private Schwartz, Private Schwartz from Rockaway.
I met Mademoiselle from Armatian, and my bagels gave a spin. Oy, oy. She said, Private Schwartz, come closer, dear. But that's a mess I got in. When you're fighting for democracy, call on Irving Schwartz and company. I'm true and true, red, white, and bluish. I talk this way because I'm British. Tell Far Rockaway, don't pull the dock away, for sailing home is General Schwartz.
Thank you.
funny. Did you hear that? Funny. Yeah, the guy said, honey, you're a funny girl. That's me, I just keep them in stitches, double in half, and I may be all wrong for the guy. I'm good for a laugh, I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny when the laugh is over and the joke's on you. A girl, what I have a sense of humor. That's one thing you really need for sure when you're a funny girl. The fella said a funny girl. Funny how it is.
That was Idina Menzel singing Funny Girl, a eponymous number. How about that word? The title number for the film version. Again, this is interesting territory we're getting into. They wrote a new number so it could be nominated for an Academy Award. Not the greatest song, but she sings it perfectly well. And now we're going to get sort of into the 11th hour of Funny Girl. The songs that Stein had to kind of toggle between, Stein and Merrill had to toggle between, because they made a very concerted effort in the 1964 Broadway version not to do any quote-unquote Fanny Bryce material, or material Fanny Bryce had been known for. Nowadays, that would be impossible to do. I mean, you can't see the Tina Turner musical without hearing all the Tina Turner hits. No one's interested in, a team writing Tina Turner-esque hits. But here are songs that are so worthy on their own. Here's a beautiful number, rarely recorded, but it was recorded by Barbara Cook at her Carnegie Hall concert. And as I mentioned, the ultimate Gentile, Barbara Cook did play Fanny Bryce in Summerstock. But here is Who Are You Now? One of the loveliest songs ever written for the American musical.
Something more.
I add 2 and 2, the most simple addition, then swear that the figures are lying. I'm a much better comic than mathematician, 'cause I'm better on stage than at intermission. And as far as the man is concerned, if I've been burned, I haven't learned. I know he's around when the sky and the ground start in ringing. I know that he's near by the thunder I hear in advance. His words, his words alone, the words that can start my heart singing. And his is the only music that makes me sight for a glance. In every way, every day, I need less of myself. I need more him, more him. His is the only music that makes me dance. 'Cause his is the only music that makes me dance.
That is, of course, Barbara Streisand from the Broadway production of Funny Girl. That song to me is one of these stealth ballads, one of these great gems that get overshadowed by songs like People or Don't Rain on My Parade. Maybe also overshadowed because it was not performed in the movie. Again, Stein and Merrill were writing these Bryce-esque numbers for Streisand and for the show. But at the end of the day, when they made the movie 4 years later, 1968, they wound up interpolating a few of them, and it gave Streisand another chance to add more amazing torch songs to her repertoire. The original My Man was chosen by Florenz Ziegfeld for Fanny Bryce to emphasize her non-comic bittersweet side an audience is new from the 19, I think it was introduced in 1921, what was really going on in her life, which was this marriage with Nick Arnstein, an embezzler who'd gone to jail, and she stood by him because he was, as it were, her man. So we will listen to Bryce's, or part of Bryce's original rendition, and we'll segue into the film version of that song, sung by Streisand, you know, with the full orchestra rearranged to suit her immeasurable talent. So we're going to say goodbye, gorgeous, and thank you for joining us here on Broadway to Main Street. Maybe it's Broadway to Henry Street today, for a look at one of the most underrated scores in Broadway history. I hope someday they'll find the right people to revive it.
Difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday. For whatever my man is, I am his forever.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.